FM Voice News, your global link.
Government assures the nation of quality health care delivery in the health sector. Zixa seizes over 1,000 non-compliant products in four provinces. On Gabon to halt manganese exports by 2029. With the main news, I'm Chimba Chiloba. Minister of Health Elijah Mchima has assured the nation that government will continue to prioritize investment in the health sector to improve healthcare delivery for its people. Dr. Mchima stressed that there has been an increase of availability of essential medicines and medical supplies from an average of 43% in 2022 and in 2025 at all health centers. Speaking during a media briefing in Lusaka today, Dr. Mchima noted that the Chinese government has donated vaccines which will be coming to the country this week. The minister revealed that the government is working on new infrastructure such as cancer hospitals, which will lessen evacuation of patients to other countries. Dr. Mchima added that the government has continued to invest in health systems, health workforce, medical products and technology, among others, as a way of improving the health sector.
Many times I've been told and I've been told that it's no medicine, but when we check the pharmacies around, the medicines are there. And I've talked about some of them that you teach, who are the affected patients, poor people, without knowing what goes on. You don't even reach the pharmacies. They are told there's no such a medicine. You went by such a place. Because of such equipment that's broken down, that's the corruption which we need to curtail the immediate effect. I urge those families that is a number.
Unity for Change Foundation Director Jason Lungu has urged the government to allocate and protect land for the creation of safe spaces where children can enjoy their right to leisure within their communities. Speaking in an interview with RSV News in Lusaka, Mr. Lungu emphasized the need for designated recreational areas beyond school grounds, especially in vulnerable communities. He noted that such spaces are essential for children's development, offering them a safe environment to play, interact and explore their identities. The government should prioritize the development of child-friendly spaces that inspire coexistence, creativity and self-discovery during the formative years, Mr. Lungu said. He stressed that providing secure leisure areas is not a luxury, but a fundamental part of upholding children's rights and well-being, and noted that it is the government's responsibility to ensure that these vital spaces are preserved and do not diminish within communities.
This time around. So the only places we need to come together, the government, the Minister of Youth, Sports and Art, and other stakeholders to come together, the MPs, the councillors, the council, let's come together and ensure that we have these places where children they can go during the weekend and their free time. And these are places that can be light for even for us NGOs to come now on board and provide counseling mentorship for these children.
The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZICSA, has seized more than 1,000 non-compliant assorted products in northwestern Luapula, northern and Muchinga provinces, valued at about 30,000 kwacha. ZICSA Communications and Public Relations Manager Brian Hatioka says the agency seized 1,024 non-compliant products valued at 29,131 kwacha between February and May this year for violating the prescribed requirements of compulsory standards and the Compulsory Standards Act No. 3 of 2017. Mr. Hatioka said some products managed and poorly labeled, while others were not registered with the agency or were supplied on the Zambian market without authority from ZICSA as required by the Act. He also added that other products were labelled in foreign language only contrary to the Zambian standard for labelling ZS033, which states that the main language which must be used on the label is English, even if a foreign language has been included. The affected products are cooking oil, synthetic detergents, margarine, sugar, potable spirits, fruit-flavoured drinks, wheat flour, bottled drinking water, among others, said Mr. Hatioka in a statement issued to RSV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Hatioka noted that some products will be disposed of soon while corrective measures will be undertaken on other products. The agency warns of punitive actions against entities supplying non-compliant products on the market, as such products pose a risk to public health and safety.
The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency has seized more than 1,000 non-compliant products in northwestern Luapula and Muchinga provinces valued at about 8,000 kwacha. While corrective measures will be undertaken on other products, the agency has enhanced its enforcement, public education and stakeholder engagement across Zambia to ensure that only safe products are traded on the Zambian market. Furthermore, the agency is urging the public to report suspicious products covered by compulsory standards to the nearest SCSA office so that enforcement actions are undertaken.
The Young Women Christian Association, YWCA, has called on the government to revisit Article 47(2)(b) of the amended constitution, saying it does not reflect what the women's movement has been advocating for. According to the amended constitution, not more than 20 women will be elected based on the proportional representation electoral system. Speaking in an interview with RSV News in Osaka, Organization National Council President Patricia Mulanga expressed disappointment, calling it unfair, especially the government knows what the women movement have been advocating for. This is parallel from the 50-by-50 proportionate the women's movement have been requesting for, said Ms. Mulanga. Ms. Mulanga noted that 20 is too small to have a proper representation in parliament, as there are a lot of issues to be dealt with. She has wondered why the women were not given what they have been demanding for, urging the lawmakers to be intentional and deliberate when drafting policies and not limit any area of representation.
We're growing in terms of everything, social, economic, we're growing. And so we need all of us on board, the youth, the women. We also need people with disabilities on board. There's need to ensure that we address the issue of inclusiveness. This is what has not been addressed. And limiting women, giving them a 20 in terms of proportionate representation, that wouldn't sit well, and that is not fair for every well-meaning Zambian.
In African news, Gabon is set to stop exporting raw manganese by 2029 as part of a national strategy to boost local industry and reduce dependency on unprocessed resource exports. The government announced the move as part of efforts to transform its economy. The country is currently the world's second largest producer of the mineral. Coming up shortly, Ukraine says at least 40 Russian warplanes hit in massive drone strikes. This and more, stay tuned.
The first case of HIV in Zambia was reported in 1984, and since then, HIV has continued to spread in the country. And today, Zambia is amongst the countries hardest hit by the HIV and AIDS pandemic. HIV and AIDS shortens life, spoils plans, destroys families, kills adults, young people, as well as babies. About 15.6% of Zambians aged between 15 and 49 are infected with HIV. Plan for your future. Avoid HIV infection.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Make Christian Voice News your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Ukraine claims to have hit more than 40 Russian warplanes at several military airfields in what appears to be one of the most audacious drone attacks so far on Russian aviation. According to a statement from Ukraine Security Service, SBU, energy strategic bombers are burning on Mars in Russia. The SBU says Ukraine is conducting a large-scale special operation aimed at destroying energy bomber aircraft. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Minister of Health Elijah Muchima has assured the nation that government will continue to prioritize investment in the health sector to improve healthcare delivery for its people. The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZICSA, has seized more than 1,000 non-compliant assorted products in northwestern Luapula, northern and Muchinga provinces, valued at about 30,000 kwacha. And Gabon is set to stop exporting raw manganese by 2029 as part of a national strategy to boost local industry and reduce